there more.
NJE, mobile.
PKR 8MR, portable.
Portable?
Thank you. I'm kind of like in the Sandy Flat area on an Anytone 878.
Good, because I'm on an Anytone 778, as they say. Well, you know.
Big, I suppose.
Nice. I like the layout of it. I wish I could afford one of the big three that have the same kind of layout. I like this layout. It's they've got the function buttons on the sides, and it's more of a square. Well, look it up. It's actually Bofang screen is probably as big as that screen on my mobile.
78.
T778UV.
Yeah. Now looks really nice.
W1JE for ID, but it is, it's really good. It's got some neat features, a few little quirks about it, but for the price, I'm not going to argue with it.
The thing I'm noticing right now is, like, the highest price is, there's a $132 one on Amazon, but then there's also a $99.99 Amazon. They're all running around $100. Wow. Yeah, you get a lot of radio for $100.
I think Banggood has it. Banggood, Banggood.com. I believe they have them too. I'm not sure if their prices are better, but they do better on the 3D printers.
Small pictures. I can't. I'm wanting to get up something bigger.
I understand what you're doing. That's what I do. I'll be talking to somebody on the radio at home, and they'll mention a website. I'll jump right on it.
Okay. P1, P2, P3, 4, 5, 6. And, the signal strength meter is huge on there, too. That's nice.
And voltage reading at the bottom. One of the quirks about this, though, is that P6 is basically your volume control. You have to push P6, turn the knob, and your volume will go up and down. It's kind of a quirky thing. That's, you know, one of the few things I found that I'm not crazy about it. But at the same time, I don't have to worry about bumping the knob.
In there.
When it's trying to get in, you hit the repeater, then drop it. You're probably about 6 inches off your spot. But, you come in, we don't know who you are, and then you drop out about halfway through what would I believe a call sign. But it's really, really hard to hear. You're probably on a handheld. Do you have a factory antenna or do you have an aftermarket antenna? If you don't have one, I'd recommend getting one. They have those flexible military style. I got one on my Bofang 5. VR, maybe, anyway, the, anyway, yeah, I got one of those, and actually, it makes a heck of a difference.
Roger, I'm using a Zuzu MP65 handheld at 5 watts on a Bofang rubber duck, so I will get the antenna upgraded and see how well it does after that.
That time, lots of white noise, real scratchy, but you're looking to get a new antenna, and that will, it's not the radio guy, it's the antenna. Well, that's what I've been told.
Roger, roger, KO4,
WWE,
clear, thank you.
J-E, still mobile.
Process of trying to get a password recovery on QRZ right now.
Alright, well, you hang in there with that. And concentrate. Well, I didn't say concentrate, but I'll be on the road for probably another 5 minutes, and then I'll be home. I just love driving home because it's so short. Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo, not stationary.
On a handheld, of course, and I'm not too far from Paris Mountain. And I think, is that where this repeater is? I can't remember. The 6.61?
Okay, I know somebody out there is trying to tell me, think louder so I can say the name of the mountain that it's on, Paris, not Paris Mountain. Oh, man. Not Table Rock? I can't remember.
Phaser says Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima Mobile.
Couple in there, but I got a Lima Lima Mobile. Do you happen to know the name of the mountain that this repeater sits on, since I can't remember it after 18 years?
Roger, this is Leroy, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima. It's Caesar's Head. It's on Caesar's Head. It's on the WYFF television tower. 14682 is on Paris Mountain.
So,
that mansion is burned down?
Got the auto patch on it. But it don't get used as much as this one does.
Sorry about that. Do you live near the, that mansion that burned down?
Yeah, I live near the castle. I watched that one Saturday evening, I think it was, in the summer. There was five kids that burned it down, or I think about five kids from Finland. They were in a gang. They called them the Finns. And I think one of them, well, anyway, what'd you want to know?
Before, name here is Scott.
Like something I might have talked about. I thought that was World War III. I just looked out my side window and all I saw was flames. And I was like, oh my God. And I heard, been hearing these, like, off in the distance little thuds and stuff. And I mean, I'm like, what am I seeing? You know, and I mean, I didn't realize it was just a house fire, but of course, a big house. That place was like three stories, I think, or something. But it's a wedding venue now. I forget what they call it.
Yeah, when we first moved out here, the real estate agent drove us into it. It was abandoned. And, yeah, it was built in a Y, I guess, like the Mercedes symbol. And apparently it was built on drug money. And that's why it was they busted the guy and took the house.
My neighbor was telling me that the reason he sold this property and they built this subdivision back here that I live in was because the guy was, he got caught for tax evasion, evading the tax man. So he's in jail, I think, or he was in jail, I don't know. But they had just sold this thing like the day before, or just within a few days of the fire. Some real estate agent sold it for like around $1 million. And I think talking to the people that ought to be coming here is like, I'm trying to think of the name of the fire department, but they didn't make it here. Instead, it ended up being Lake Robinson came over, and they were here for like 24 hours. And the guy said that all total, if you add up all the hoses, dollars per hour, and the manpower, dollars per hour, and trucks and all, he says he add all that up, and he says you're at $1 million. So really, it was a $2 million loss that somebody had to pay for.
Paying for all that. But yeah, you know, it's kind of strange that somebody would purchase property and a few days later it burns down. Now, it does happen. It is legit. But that house didn't have any other purpose other than to be a house. So it burning down by kids, it works out for whoever owns the property, I guess.
Even a conspiracy theory on that thing. I think there was just kids in and out of there a bunch. One of them had already been charged with arson someplace else in town. I forget where. And then one of the kids was talking about the fire and having started the fire or being with a group of guys that started it. And so the police sent his friend in there with a wire, and they recorded him admitting to the fire. I think that's how they got the fifth guy. I don't know. But one of them was just about 18. He was just a little bit underage. And I think they waited until he was 18, and then they charged them all, as adults.
On them. Well, for the prosecutor. I mean, really, you go in and start a fire, and the guys actually had arson. Yeah, I remember my daughter talking about it, saying that some kids burned it down. And, you know, she made it sound like she knew the people. And I go, nah, I don't think so. And I tried, it was alleged, right? It was alleged, right? She goes, uh-huh, yeah, Dad, whatever. Yeah, now it comes out. I can't wait to ask her about that when I see her next time.
Well, that's just what I heard. It was a gang of kids they called the Finns. And some rich guy, I guess it's a Finnish guy, I don't know, some rich guy, I think, stepped up and maybe helped bail him out. I don't know. I don't know what, if they ended up going to jail or what happened to these kids.
It happens, I guess. Yeah. Now, my daughter was basically pulling, jerking the dad chain, thinking I'd fall for it. I turned around and said, you know what? Yeah, we'll talk about this later. We never did. But anyway, I am in the driveway, and I will be clear here in just a minute. On your final, Whiskey One, Juliet Echo.
I got a satellite hobby, and one of my little dishes in the backyard's on KU Band 87 West, and they're playing the court case for this fellow. Who was that guy that was big in the government down there in South Carolina that I guess he murdered his wife and kid? But it's looking like there might be some other murders associated with him or his family. I don't know. The whole thing sounds like pretty dirty from what I can tell.
On MSN, but I don't deal with stuff like that really well, with family members killing family members. Anyway, I'm in the driveway. Whiskey One, Juliet Echo, clear.
KRA tomorrow.